This week in drone news, we have four stories for you. The DJI SDK and a new Mini 2 SE from DJI. The Super Bowl drone incursions were down this year, and then the upcoming Texas workshop is right around the corner. And then finally, we have a kudos for some industry folks. So let's get to it. Your first story this week is an interesting one with the SDKs for the Mini 3 and the Mini 3 Pro that are rumored to be in the works. Now, why is this surprising? Well, first off, if you don't know what an SDK is, it's all right. SDK stands for Software Development Kit. And this is what's being used by third-party apps. If you're familiar with Pix4D Capture, you have Drone Deploy, Litchi. All of these have to use some kind of language to control the drone. It's usually through the SDK. Now, the reason this is funny is, funny or weird, is because DJI hasn't released an SDK for any consumer drone since the Air 2S, and that was back in 2021. Now, this looks like it's going to change potentially because as of April of this year, it's rumored that we are going to have the SDK for the Mini 3 and the Mini 3 Pro. Now, DJI says that they have no plan to release the SDK for the Mavic line, the M3, M3 Classic, M3 Cine that we saw being released last year and the year before, or even the Avata. Mostly because it would cannibalize the sales of their Mavic 3 Enterprise product line, which is not a good thing. So also DJI has released the Mini 2 SE, which will start retailing in late March. The drone has a 12 megapixel camera, 2.7K video, 31 minutes of flight time, and the cost is $369. They said it's not gonna start shipping until March 22nd, which is surprising for DJI. This is almost a month away, a little over a month from now. We think this is not a bad deal, but quite frankly, I'd recommend just getting the Mini 2 for $449 and then actually getting access to the 4K capability by doing that. Okay, your second story this week is the Super Bowl incursions were down this year. This is good. Last year, there were 49 drone incursions at the Super Bowl, and this year there were only 30. This is still 30 more than we'd like to see, but a decrease in trend is actually a good thing. I know some of you are going to mention that, yes, the Phoenix area, which was where the Super Bowl is, has a lot fewer people than they are in the where the Super Bowl was last year in LA. But still, I think the overall trend of having fewer people fly, we know both of these areas, California and Arizona, have a ton of drone pilots and people using drones. So anything that we can see going down is a good thing. So as always, this is all about the community as a whole, helping other people get the word, understand that what it takes to fly during the Super Bowl. So I just wanted to mention that. I also wanted to mention one more thing. Our industry friends, Adrian Doko and Jared Janasek, are putting on an in-person workshop in Houston. This is happening this weekend. If you're watching this video as it comes out, this is February 18 and 19. You'll learn from industry experts. You're doing photography, mapping, oil and gas. And then that includes an in-person component as well on Sunday, where you'll be able to practice with the instructors. If you've watched our channel before, taken some of our courses, you'll see that there are some familiar faces with the instructors. You can actually get 25% off the ticket by using coupon PI25 when you check out, and then that's gonna save you some dollars. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is a kudos to our friends Vic Moss from the DSPA, Drone Service Provider Alliance, and Scott Stoffman from AUVSI, who testified with the Wyoming House Judiciary Committee on a proposed bill that would not benefit drone pilots. The language is extremely confusing, and it would create a lot of issues. So Vic also brought up the comment from Senator Charlie Scott, who said a couple of weeks ago, a good way to deal with annoying drones is to shoot at them and or shoot them. Vic mentioned several times that this is a horrible idea, explained why, not only because it would destroy the property of someone, but also because of potential fire using with the batteries. After that, Vic answered some questions about some of the members that were a little bit confused about rules, thinking that drones couldn't fly below 500 feet. They were quoting some regulation from manned aircraft, and then Vic was able to, hopefully convince them that that wasn't the case. So thanks to both of them for representing the drone industry. If you ever wonder why it's important to support non-for-profit organization, such as the Drone Service Provider Alliance, this is definitely a great example of the work that they provide. That's it. That's all I have for you this week. As always, like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week. Boom.